Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 24 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Bahram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. With me is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle underscore Vasude, the number one, and Jared Kimber, who you literally can find everywhere. And basically, if you haven't followed this podcast before, what we do is that we take any random cricket category or, in this case, today's topic is build your perfect T20 batter. So we'll be picking any five random cricket shots by certain players and building a perfect T20 batter. And the way the turns oscillate is via a snake-style draft. So the order goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. And I have first pick for this one. I'm actually pretty happy that I have first pick for this one because I'm going to go for a very straightforward shot. Rohit Sharma's pull slash hook is what I'm going for first up. There were two contenders for this shot, but Rohit has played more T20 cricket than the other. So that's why I picked him. And I'm really excited to see what you guys go for.
You had any shot in the world to go number one, and you went Rohit Sharma shot. That famous T20 hitter, Rohit Sharma.
Well, I mean, I can't think of a better puller slash hooker in today's game.
It's a beautiful shot. I'm not doubting you if we're talking ODI shots, I think it would be very high. I'm not sure it's the most thought of shot when we come to T20 cricket, which I thought it could have been, and I'm just throwing this out there, a shot that you left for later in the draft. Is there any reason you picked it as number one?
I was scared that someone else is going to pick it. I mean,
It wasn't on my list. It wasn't on my 20-shot list.
I did have backup for Rohit's pull and hook. If I lost Rohit, I did have my other guy who's also a legend of the sport, but I don't know, man. I'm feeling good about this. It's okay. I'll live with it.
And look, if this show is about nothing else, it's about us feeling good despite the fact we shouldn't. Okay. I'm going to just assume, Estelle, was that on your list?
It was on my list, yeah.
Okay.
Hey!
Was it high on your list?
It was up there, I think.
Yeah, it was in the top 20, she said.
It's just you, Jared. It's just you.
But why wouldn't it be, right?
It's a great shot. I'm just in the annals of T20 cricket, it's not really, if you want to tell me he's one of the best pullers of all time, I'm more than happy with that. And I think it's a shot you see a lot in ODI cricket. And I think it's a shot you saw a little bit sort of in his prime as a T20 player. But if you were asking me to build a T20 batter of like iconic shots, I just think that there's some other shots that are just way higher on the list than Rohit's pull shot. But that's just me. This is subjective, man.
Yes, but you need someone to pull and hook, right? Like, that's an essential part of being a batter. It's an attacking shot. I don't know. That's how I thought about it.
As long as they bowl short to you. But okay, sure. Estelle, is it you now?
Yes,
yeah, it's me. So I will go with, I think this is a, well, this batter is an obvious choice. And I think we could have picked a couple of shots from him. I'm going with AB de Villiers. His slog sweep. Again, like Mr. 360 for a reason, right? He can play all the shots in the book. Probably one of the best attacking batters we've seen in limited overs cricket. So it was kind of tough to pinpoint an exact shot, but I think that's a good choice for number one.
Is that the slog sweep, like off pace and spin, or is it specifically off just spin or just off pace?
Like I'll go with pace and spin because against pace, I think he plays it a lot finer.
Yeah, yeah.
He moves across the stumps and yeah.
No, I had De Villiers sweeping spin as sweeping pace specifically really really high, just because he wasn't the first guy to do it. Shout out to Mel Loy. For all the Mel Loy fans out there. But obviously, De Villiers took it to a whole nother level, that particular shot. And even now, he was doing it a long time ago. It's one of those shots that still isn't all that, it isn't done all that much. I can't believe this fell to number three, but Chris Gayle slogging the ball over mid-wicket would seem to be the most obvious of the T20 shots of all time. It was repeatable the way he did it. He could do it from wide outside off stump. He could do it from straighter. He could do it from full. He could do it from short. He would do it from pace. He could do it from spin. And up until Chris Gayle, slog shots weren't really what's the best way of putting it? They weren't really repeatable. We had players who had slogged before, you know, played that sort of cross batty sort of heave across the line, but you wouldn't get away with it consistently. Whereas quite clearly he got away with it consistently all the way through. So, I think, for me, that's the, you know, because that also, it, the other two balls that you guys have talked about, you need a particular kind of delivery ball to you.
Mm.
This is the first, this is the one that I, and that's why I think Chris Gayle is on another level, is that he's going to play basically the same shot, no matter where you pitch it, no matter who the bowler is and how they bowl it, he's still going to go, I'm going over here somewhere, and I'm just going to swing across the line to be able to do that. So I think that's the most important one. And then right below that, I'll put MS Dhoni's helicopter shot, because I think that changed, you know, and I think that changed the way that traditional batters could bat against the Yorker. And even though not everyone actually plays the helicopter shot in the same way, that ability to get deep in your crease and dig out full balls, which is essentially what the helicopter shot is now pretty much a standard all the way through. And we've seen a few players play the actual helicopter shot, but that, to my batters, you can't bowl a length ball or a back of a length ball, and you can't bowl a Yorker. So I think I've nailed the first two shots pretty well compared to, I don't know, the guy who picked Rohit Sharma.
I mean, I like all of your picks and they all were a part of my list. I legitimately thought that Rohit's pull and hook was going to go early. But I mean, the Gayle one was very high up my list. Of course, if you want him slogging down the ground, particularly over mid-wicket, that's huge. And he's one of the best to ever do it. And then also, what was your second one?
The helicopter shot.
Yeah. So the fact that all of these batters these days, you look at Harry Brook and he goes deep into his crease and he plays those kind of shots. So I think in terms of impact, that's huge. And also AB, right? You take any AB shot and he's really like right up there in terms of impact on T20 cricket. So you guys have done pretty well, I'd say.
What have you got, Estelle?
Yeah. So my number two, I'm going to go with Sanath Jayasuriya's uppercut. I know he didn't play a lot of T20 cricket, but that was just something that you rarely saw, right? In limited overs cricket in that, and even test cricket, he did it in test cricket as well, where you were getting a guy hitting sixers square on the offside. Didn't really happen often. So I think it's a pretty iconic shot. And the way he played it, he would sort of make room for himself as well. So it made it very difficult for the bowler to kind of find the exact line to bowl to him.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you might get arguments with from some people is that he actually made that popular 10 years before T20 cricket existed. But if you look at T20 cricket now, it's a staple shot. And it's really a staple. You know, he was the guy that kind of pioneered that shot. It's, you know, obviously Mark Waugh and Sachin had their versions, which they played a little bit finer than him, but he could kind of play that from almost play it from cover all the way to third. Yeah. And if you look at modern players, like that is a shot, like Dan Christian is a perfect example of someone who could cut sixes. Hardik, we've seen him do it before. Like that really, before Sanath Jayasuriya is the only guy cutting sixes, you know, for 20 years. And now lots of people do it. So I do think it is an iconic shot. It's whether it's a T20 iconic shot, is the question.
I mean, if we're building a perfect batter, right, and she's just taking one shot, then I suppose it is. I like hip. Yeah, I like hipster picks like that. I had a few or have a few which are of players who aren't or haven't played as much T20 cricket, right? And I think it makes perfect sense. So whoever argues with Estelle is picking a battle with me as well. Yep, I'm in total endorsement of the Sanath uppercut. All right, then two picks for me. I'm going to let recency bias, come in a bit over here. I'm going to go for Heinrich Claassen's back foot straight slap, or whatever you'd like to call it, versus spin. You know, that good length sort of delivery that spinners use, and they don't often get hit too much unless they drag it back too short. Heinrich Claassen has literally changed the game in that regard. A lot of batters have, what's it called, Jared? The strupple? What
strupple, do people call
it? Yeah, strupple.
Yeah, strupple.
I feel strapple, like a lot
straight
of
pull, strapple.
Strapple. But for me, it's the back foot straight slap. I like that better. But, you know, a lot of batters, we've seen them do it. But with them, it sometimes comes across as a bit fluky. But Claassen pretty much always nails it. And he is one of the, you know, most demonic spin bashers of our generation. And yeah, I felt that I already have Rohit versus short pitch deliveries by paces. So I need something versus a good length spin. And that's why I went for Klaassen's back foot straight slap. So, yep. Number two.
I had that very high as well. You're right, it is a new shot. But being we're already seeing Fraser McGuirk play it, and I think Josh Butler was kind of playing it beforehand as well. Heinrich's just taking it to another level. That I think that is, it's going to change the game, that shot, and probably already is.
Now, for my third shot, I want to add a bit of unorthodoxy to my battery, right? Because this is T20 cricket, so it's essential to do so. And I mean, AB was an option, right? But since Stella's already taken him, I don't know if I want to pick him. And also the guy that I'm going to pick kind of has changed 360 degree cricket as well. Like, we had 360 degree cricket and now we have a software update on that. We have a patch. And that guy is Surya Kumar Yadav. His ramps and scoops and the way he, scores boundaries behind the wicket, length sometimes also never matters with him, right? And if it's full, he can nail it so many different ways. That's the thing, right? Particularly the one in which he goes over third man. That's just a very, very special thing that Sky does. And I've got Klaassen and Sky as part of my, two of their traits as part of my T20 battery. So I feel quite confident about that. And I mean, there are a bunch of people who you could pick for ramps and scoops. I just thought that Sky made more sense.
It's interesting you didn't say that you have Rohit also in your list.
Well, I mean, I've already gotten bashed for it, but I still love that pick. I would do it all over again, Estelle.
It's funny that you went with Sky for the scoops, because I don't think he is the king of scoops or ramps. But I think for me, it's a shot that is kind of similar to what you're talking about. But it's that, I don't know if it has a proper name, but the flick he does across the line, if the ball's anywhere near too straight, he just does that thing with his hands. And I noticed that, like, the last couple of times I've made runs, I've started playing that shot. Where, like, if someone gets too close to leg stump, in the old days I would have just, played a leg glance or flicked it off my hip. Now I'm just like, no, I'm wanging my hands over. And I played one the other day and there was a bunch of young kids on the field. They were like, wow, great shot. And I was like, yeah, that's the Sky shot. Like, and I didn't even mean it. So I think it's such a important shot. But from a scoops perspective, I think it's interesting because I don't think he's the king of scoops. I think he's almost more the king of that sort of flick, sweep, whatever it is that he plays. But either way, he should definitely be on the list.
All right. Estelle is next.
Yeah. Okay. So my one for number three is going to be David Warner's switch hit. I think it just gives an incredible amount of flexibility, right? As a batter, being able to access that part of the ground, it means that the bowler really doesn't know where they should be bowling. I think there have been a lot of people who have played the switch hits and who've got runs. And I think you could probably argue someone like Glenn Maxwell should also be considered. But I feel like he's almost equally as good playing as a right-hander, right? David Warner with that shot. So I think he should definitely be up there in the top 15.
Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are analysing every part of our game. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts and articles on what is really happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket8.com is your place for cricket intelligence.
I did have a switch hit, but it wasn't Warner's.
I mean, Warner's kind of the one of the early people. Obviously, KP is the other one. And now you would probably put Maxwell in there as well. I don't know if Maxwell's is actually a switch hit, though. Does Maxwell change his hands? I'm not even sure what Maxwell completely does. So I think it's a little bit different from that point of view. But yeah, there's certainly, I think Warner was a big part in that. And I don't know if you guys remember, but when Warner started, he had a double-sided bat made for him, because he was going to use the back of his bat or the front of his bat until he worked out that wasn't really going to work. Or that. Someone did that in the IPL the other day. I don't think they did it on purpose. I think it was a tail ender.
It was called Deep. Yeah,
was it called Deep? Do you remember?
It was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe called Deep meant it. But yeah, I think the switch hit is an interesting one for me, because I think the better shot is the reverse, because you don't have to change your hands. And if you can, I always look at the reverse sweep as basically a double-handed backhand in tennis, but with your hands in the wrong position. And you can probably do that quite easily from that position. But I think the reverse is one of those shots that is probably more talked about than it is actually played, if you know what I mean. Mm. Like, it's not it's not that often that we see it. Who was your player that you had as your reverse man?
Well, for my switch hit. Yeah, I had Keeper for the switch hit.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I have some other people for the reverse.
Yeah, I was just more interested. I think it's a fascinating shot and how it works. All right, that's me, right?
Yep, 2 picks in a row for you.
Ooh, okay. So what are we missing here? This is easy. Suresh Raina's lofted cover drive. Because that has changed cricket forever. I think Javed Miandad is probably the guy that sort of started this, but you needed someone who was on that similar, you needed someone who did it more and started hitting sixes from it. And that's what Suresh Raina did. I know Damian Martin is another player who played it a little bit as well. But when I think of the lofted cover drive, I almost think of Suresh Raina as the poster boy of that shot. And that is as important as, actually, I'll take it further. I think it's more important than the ramp. And some of those other shots, because that was the last part of the ground that was never covered, that any player should be able to access. Like, every player should be able to play a cover drive. Lofted cover drive is a lot harder than that, because it's a shot that almost demands you play it along the ground. Or at least if you hit it, you hit it at a catchable height. So I'm gonna go with that one, because I think it's a fantastic shot and it's changed everything forever. Now, do I take away the reverse sweep from Bayram before he gets a chance? I'm gonna go Dill Scoop.
I had Dill Scoop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it as a novelty factor.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing with the Dill Scoop is we're all these years later and people really aren't playing it. It's very rare to see another player play it. I know of recent times some of the Sri Lankans have brought it back again. And I do think it will come back because if you look at scooping in general, there's a lot of movement in scooping, whereas actually the Dill Scoop probably was smarter in that you kept your head in one position, which was out of the way, and you got really, really low. It makes a lot more sense. You see some of these players scooping while they're standing up and you're like, what are you doing? Just get low and hit the ball high. And I think maybe it's harder in modern cricket to play it because people bowl so many slower balls and you need the pace on the ball for the Dill Scoop. Whereas for the ramp, you can still flick it a little bit more. But I don't think the Dill Scoop is dead. I think it will come back and is an incredible shot. And also, if we're building the ideal T20 player, I can slog anything. Hit your orcas back over the head. I can hit you over cover, and now I can hit you over my head as well. I can pretty much hit every sort of ball that you're going to bowl, except I haven't really got a great spin player at the moment to come in and do that. But yeah, I think those are the most important sorts of shots to have.
I had both of them. I think
Dill Scoop probably made everyone's list just because it was so special back in the day. And also the fact that no one really plays it anymore. So it is one of those varied skills. This podcast would have been incomplete if no one picked it, basically.
Me next, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Have we discussed how angry Estelle is for me taking it yet?
Yeah. And I had Raina as well.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
Okay, so my next one, since Raina is off the table for the lofted cover drive, I'm going with Chamari Attapattu's drive over cover. Another one that can clear the boundary quite easily. There are a couple of shots that I could have picked from her. She plays a sweep well against spinners, can hit straight as well. But just to have that option of going over cover, the form she's been in the last couple of years, hard to look past her when you look at people who can really score quickly in T20 cricket. So
No, that's fair.
I think there's a couple of women who do the lofted cover drive well. Harmanpreet is another one who I was at the SCG and she hit a lofted six off a spinner over cover, which was incredible. And is it Danny Wyatt who hits over cover as well? Or is it Alyssa Healy? There's another little woman who gets like leg side of the ball and hits over cover. And I can't remember which one it is, but one of the others. So there's a few women, and it makes sense if you look at women's cricket, because women's cricket is more technically correct. And the cover drive is like a bigger staple. Like, think of Mitali Raj. She literally played cover drives to every single ball, no matter where they were bowled. So I think it actually makes more sense for the women to have that as their shot. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I mean, you might be asked why you would take a lofted cover drive after I just took one, but that's a different.
Also, there are a few other candidates for that as well. But anyway, I was sweating literally, thinking I would lose this pick. And I was contemplating in my head that I should have gone for this shot before Sky. Glenn Maxwell reverse sweeping the ball, right? Has to be there. And if I have, fuller-ish length delivery versus spinners, then Maxwell can kind of take care of it. It doesn't even need to be full, right? It could be anywhere. And Maxwell will take care of it one way or another. But now I have, back of the length versus spin, I have Klaassen, and Maxwell kind of takes care of the reverse sweeps regardless of the length. And then you've got, short length pace bowling Rohit's there, Rohit's pull and hook. And who was my last person? I've literally forgotten it. There was Rohit, Maxwell.
You've got Rohit, Klaassen, Sky, Klaassen. Maxwell.
Klaassen. Yeah, Sky. Sky is there for the fuller length pacey stuff, right? So I've got a bunch of shots over here. Now I'm finishing up. Stuck. But I guess I'm going to go Yuvraj Singh down the ground. Particularly inside out, over the covers, as you guys have also mentioned. Yuvraj, there were a few candidates for that shot. Even Sanath was a candidate, by the way, for inside out over covers. But, Sanath was more touch and timing. Yuvraj was just pure brute force. Like, if you look at the third six that he hit to broad, that is exactly what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. And it's not just that. Like, I was thinking about one player who could, be my guy for hitting shots down the ground in that entire V. And Yuvraj kind of covers it, whether it's mid-wicket or inside out over the covers. Maybe not as much like gun barrel straight. You'd probably have to think of someone like Kyron Pollard for that. But I've finished my five picks now, and I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling content.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to finish on. He's an interesting one, Yuvraj, because there's probably a few. He's one of those guys that, like, none of us have Dre Russ at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if Dre Russ has a particular shot outside of the slog again. That you would go with, but someone like Yuvraj probably has two or three shots. Like, you could pick some of his leg side shots as well. And then you've got him through point and everywhere else. Like, I think there's a few different options with him. That makes him quite interesting.
Yep. All right, then Estelle.
Okay, my last pick. I know this is not going to be a good one. I'm going with... I'm going with... Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Virat Kohli's back foot straight swat, is it? The one
the
he played against...
Thing.
Yeah, but
the
he
one
did
he,
hit...
The one he did at the MCG.
Yeah.
Harris Rauf shot. Okay, all right.
Yeah. He's done it. I mean, you feel like that's kind of a one-time thing, right? But he has replicated that shot in a couple more innings. And I did need something to go straight in my list because I've got a lot of square of the wicket shots. So I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Interesting. It's not very repeatable though, is it? Even for Kohli.
No one else can play it, but it is kind of one of the most famous shots, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I say that, I don't know if this is the case, but we at one stage, our video had the most hits because of that. I don't know if that video is still the one that has the most hits, but, it's a really, really, well-remembered shot by a lot of fans. I still get asked about it a lot, just generally. So I can get that. I'm with Bayram that it's probably of all these shots, the least repeatable, only because we haven't seen other people play it. I don't know if that means it won't be played more in the future though, because that kind of length, if you can work out how to play that shot consistently, you will make a lot of runs because, quite often teams have mid-off up now. And eventually if you have the ability to hit that over mid-off, you'll be in a huge position. So I wouldn't be surprised if people could do it. It's just whether anyone can actually do it, I think, would be Bayram's question on that one.
Well, this guy can. The batter that Estelle is building can do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to finish up with, I'm last, yeah? Yeah, it's me.
Yes.
I'm going to finish with Karen Pollard, straight drive.
Obviously.
So I don't have the exact stats of straight drives off spinners here because if you just do straight drives, so I've just put in off drives, on drives and straight drives into the machine. And he had a strike rate of 222 playing that shot.
Wow.
The only player that is more is Gale, which is 235, but Gale didn't hit it as straight, right? A lot of Gales went over to the leg side. We know with Pollard, it specifically went straight back over your head. Also, we know he could do it against fast bowling as well. So it wasn't just something that he could do, against the spinners. So I think that is, I think that's probably the perfect way of finishing my lineup. So I've got the slogger. I've got the Yorkers covered. I've got the hole on the offside. I've got the hole over the bowler's over the keeper's head, and I've got the hole over the bowler's head. So I'm basically a little bit of slogging, a little bit of Yorkers, and everything else is just finding gaps in the field with my side, and then probably hitting sixes anyway. So I'm pretty happy with that. Shall we go through everyone's?
Also, to your batter, Jared, I'm bowling slow bouncers. That's how I'm going to get you.
Yeah, but Chris Gayle will just slog those over deep mid-wicket for six. I'm happy with that.
I'm happy you picked Pollard, though, because I was really stuck between Yuvraj and Pollard. I didn't know what way to go. And I went for range because Pollard, in my head, was gun barrel straight. I wanted a bit over mid-wicket, a bit over extra cover. That's how I was thinking.
Because I already had the extra cover covered, so to speak, I didn't I didn't need to worry about that as much. So we have Estelle, AB de Villiers' slog sweep, Sanjay Sarir's uppercut, David Warner's switch hit, Chamari Adipatsu's lofted cover drive, and Virat Kohli's back foot drive. Bayram has Rohit's pull shot, Heinrich Klaassen's straight slap, Sky's scoops and reverses and things, Glenn Maxwell's reverse sweep, and Yuvraj Singh's lofted cover drive. And I have Chris Gayle's slog, MS Dhoni's helicopter, Suresh Raina's lofted cover drive, Tilakratni Dilshan's dill scoop. I should have just said dill scoop there. Kind of says everything you need. And Kyron Pollard's straight drive. So let us know what we forgot. I know that's people's favorite, everyone's favorite pastime on Crick Picks. And to be honest, I think the fact that Kyron Pollard went at 15th would suggest to you that there's probably a lot more really, really good shots. And also you could double up, I think, with quite a few other players, with different skill set. I mean, the fact that we have three lofted cover drives, and we only have one reverse sweep, you could throw in a few extra players there. Josh Butler's not on this list. You could have him for ramping or reverse sweeping. You could have George Munsey if you just wanted a reverse sweeper. Who was the other pull shot person you were thinking of? Ponting.
But I was like, he hasn't played enough T20s, so that's why I went for Rohit.
Yeah, so you've got Ponting there. I think that's another fair one. I was trying to think of some of the other guys who were like you, David Warner through backward point. Is probably another a near obvious one. And so there's quite a few other shots I think that you could have in there when you're making your own team as well. But let us know in the comments, if you can come up with a better number one pick than Bayram did.
Also, what other shots did you guys have? Like, what did you have on your list that didn't make it? I had AB de Villiers and Joss Butler for ramps and everything. I just went for Sky because it's like different with him. And Ponting's pull was there. KP's switch hit didn't make it, but I'm not feeling bad about that because I've got Maxwell reverse sweeping, right? So that's fine. And also, I had Kohli's lofted flick.
I thought about that one myself.
Enough.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. Daryl Mitchell's straight drive, and he's not quite a T20 legend at the moment, but him and Cameron White, probably two of the best just straight hitters of the ball. You maybe throw Marcus Stoinis in there as well. And I had Chris Lynn's baseball hit. Which is kind of another slog, but for 2 or 3 years was the biggest shot in T20 cricket, right? And then it sort of faded out a little bit. But I thought that was absolutely an incredible hit and the way he played that.
What about you, Estelle?
Yeah, so I had a couple of, so for the inside out shot, I was thinking Mahela as well, because he used to play it a lot against spin and pace, but I felt like he didn't really hit any sixers at all, right? With the shot. So I felt like a better option would be someone who can clear the boundary. Also, Aravind de Silva's hook/pull, he was pretty prolific in that again, but it's not T20 cricket, right?
So did he even play T20 cricket?
No, I don't think so, no. No, I'm saying as a shot only, the ability,
Yeah.
All right, then. So as Jared said, guys, let us know what we missed and also let us know how you would assemble your perfect T20 batter with the five shots of your choice. And if you enjoyed this episode, give us a like on YouTube and subscribe to both this YouTube channel and Jared's other channel on YouTube. And also, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage because it's a one-stop shop for all of our written content, videos, and podcasts. We'll be back with another episode of Prick Picks next week. That is all for now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bairam Kazi and Estelle Vasudevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.